You're listening to SBS News.
Daniel Gerald Toohey's First World War record is in itself a remarkable story of bravery and survival. Enlisting as a 29-year-old from Creswick in Victoria, he landed at Gallipoli on April 25, 1915, and was wounded that afternoon, shot in the shoulder. Once out of hospital, though, his great-grandson Troy Toohey recalls he was soon back into action, earning the Military Cross for his acts of bravery in the bloody Western Front Battle of Fromelles.
Essentially went out into no man's land and rescued, I think officially it's 25 men over 3 nights. So I guess after dark, kind of snuck out into no man's land and essentially, you know, dragged these guys back to get them treatment.
Troy Toohey says Sergeant Major Toohey became one of the few to be at the Great War from start to finish.
It's probably a fairly small group of people that managed to kind of survive the horrors all the way through, and I guess you'd probably have to suggest there's probably a massive element of luck associated with that to actually get all the way through the war, not unscathed, but to manage to survive and get home.
But his great service to country didn't end there. On his return to Australia at the end of the war, he was recruited to help construct an engineering feat, the Great Ocean Road that snakes its way along Victoria's rugged southwest coastline. Peter Spring from the Lawn Historical Society says the road was the brainchild of the then Mayor of Geelong, Howard Hitchcock.
He saw the opportunity for a road to create more efficient transport in southwest Victoria, but he also saw the opportunity to provide employment for returned servicemen. And he put those two ideas together.
According to Melbourne University research fellow Dr. Cathy Williams, memorials like the 240-kilometre road have played a vital role in the country's war history.
One of the reasons they're so important is that the bodies of the dead never made it home. The bodies were buried overseas. In a large proportion of cases, the bodies were never found.
The story of the roads intertwining with the Anzac history is detailed in a new SBS documentary produced by Clothesline Content. It features Lawn resident Doug Stirling, himself a veteran of World War II. The 96-year-old has spent years tracing the story of the returned soldiers who came back from the horrors of the trenches to put their own lives in danger again in the construction of a road along a perilous coastline.
The guys working on the Great Ocean Road were very proud of their effort because they knew it was going to be regarded as a memorial to their diggers, their mates they left behind who didn't make it. It finished up being called the greatest, longest, biggest memorial in the world.
But Peter Spring says with horrific memories of the Western Front still raw, building the road did provide its share of mental torment for returning soldiers.
People in charge found that the soldiers could not stand the use of explosives because it brought back too many memories, and many of them were still suffering from shell shock.
Particularly given the dangerous conditions of the construction were not dissimilar to those of the battlefield. It's estimated at least 3,000 returned servicemen worked on the road, but the names of only 400 are known. Dr. Cathy Williams hopes the Story of the Road documentary may prompt more descendants to come forward.
The Great Ocean Road was built by a mix of returned servicemen and civilians, and they're all worth remembering. So what we really want to get a sense of is who these young men were. What were their lives like? Where did they come from? What did they do before?
For Troy Toohey, it's only this week that he's learnt of Dan Toohey's work as a supervisor on the project.
Driven down that road a million times, and how amazing is it not knowing that my great-grandfather made a key contribution to it. It's pretty special to know that now.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.